Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Jesse Nagel, here to discuss all things DStv Premiership, all things local football, of course, repping him Zanzi all the way. And with me, of course, is the ever-present, back from his holiday. He's looking sunburned, but he's in studio in one condition. Banile Pikwa joins us. Banz, good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
How was the vacation?
Sure, it was very hot.
Was it a vacation?
No. I've never been on a vacation, to be honest. But yeah, it was very hot. I was out in Tanzania, for people that don't know. There was the Kariakoo Derby happening on last Saturday between Yanga and Simba, the same Simba that played Pirates. Mm-hmm. So it was an interesting game that ended 0-0. Mm. Yeah, it needed
like
a
most
goal.
Derbies.
Like most derbies in Africa. it was a game that needed a goal. But yeah, I'd say, I mean, it was a beautiful country, very friendly people. Just it was so hot. You can see, like, I'm sunburnt. I've been going to dermatologist here. But yeah, it was a very good game. You know what's interesting that I found in Tanzania? They've never, ever had COVID. You know, like, they've never ever had, like, face masks. They've never ever had this
pandemic
of, and a lockdown and being sanitized in every shop. Like, you know, like here in South Africa, you go into a mall, you get sanitized at the entrance of the mall. You go into a spa, you get sanitized. You go into ShopRite, you get sanitized.
And in those malls, you're still buying sanitizer.
So they don't have any of that. And when I first got there, I was wearing a face mask and I was like, guys, what's happening? And people are like, I take this thing off.
We don't do that. You know. But Vanilla, you mentioned friendly, happy people. Of course, we do have a friendly, happy person in studio with us. Of course, former AmaZulu midfielder, Litsa Nqabi. Litsa, good to have you in studio with us. Of course, former AmaZulu midfielder. You played for Arrows as well. Good to have you back in studio. Well, first time in studio.
Yes, good to be here. Good to be here. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Life after football, what's it been like for you?
It's been good, not gonna lie.
Uh-huh. You're looking good.
Thank you. It's been good. It's been good. But obviously missing football here and there, but got over it. Now I play just to keep fit and play just to enjoy. Yeah, play.
So, well, hopefully we get the invite.
Those that I play with or against, they'll tell you.
So, hopefully we get the invite soon.
So you're not like in any coaching or anything like that?
No, not that coaching. I've had a stint where I was coaching at Crawford College. Mm-hmm. They asked me to help.
Killing all the big money there.
I did coach there. So, yes, coaching is something that I can do, but I prefer not to. Because for me, this, I think it's, I'd call it a stereotype that every single player should be a coach. I think we can contribute to football in more different ways than just coaching, then you go to a coach. That's why we have the kinds of teams we have. And the kind of football that we're playing today, because everyone just wants to be there just to get a salary. But more than anything, which is not wrong, but we need to know the contribution, not mainly ride a wave, but contribute positively to the next generation of players.
Contribute more than coaching? Are you talking about development?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, because that's where we lack. Mm-hmm. South Africa lacks in development. We play for results in South Africa. But if you look at it, can we take those results and give them to Bafana Bafana? No, we can't. So development in South Africa is nowhere to be seen, to be honest.
Speaking of coaching problems and issues regarding coaching, Banile, our first game on Friday sees Swallows, who have been all over the headlines this weekend, this week rather, with Dylan Kay and Brandon Schutzer going back and forth. It seems like a war of words over there. And then, of course, SuperSport United have recently overcome their coaching hurdle that we touched on a few weeks ago. So your thoughts on this fixture?
Yeah, look, I mean, firstly, we saw the comments that were made by you, Brandon Truter, saying, Dylan Kay is just a... who coached Dylan Kay is just a cheap import. Mm. You know, he was basically putting emphasis that we must... teams must believe more in local coaches. And some journalists came in defense of Brandon Truter, saying it was Dylan Kay that started the war of words. But
where do you sit regarding this?
Look, I wasn't there at the press conference, so I don't know what really happened. So it's difficult for me to say where do I sit. But we know Coach Dylan Kerr is a person. He's been here on this podcast a couple of times. He's a very, very friendly person. But you just never know, maybe after a game, especially after losing, what somebody may have said, you know. So it was just that I hope they can resolve it. I mean, it's not nice when you... I mean, last week it was Coach Rolani having a go at the unqualified coaches, you know, saying it's disrespecting the coaching profession, which I understood where he's...
And then Steve Campbell as well with the former Free State Stars.
Back then, Luke Emile, it was...
Yes, Luke Emile.
So, yeah, and we had... I read somewhere that there's a coach that responded to Coach Rolani and... it was one of the unqualified coaches that responded saying, yeah, but with his qualification, he achieved nothing at Pirates. And he said, there are so many coaches who've came here in South Africa with all these UEFA badges and they get sacked after 3-4 months, you know. So it's a war of words that is happening in the coaching. I think all in all, for a neutral like me, I think it's unprofessional. Maybe if they can try sort that out.
Behind
closed doors. We don't want to be reading. Yes, maybe if you're a journalist, it's a dream because you're getting content, but it's not the type of content I would want to be presenting. You know, like you said, going to Tanzania to be asked such things. It's a bad advert. They're having to answer such questions. You don't want that, you know. When you go there, you want to, like, answer good questions. You want to get compliments, you know. But, like, being asked about all the negativity, it's not nice.
Yeah. Where do you stand, Lita, with the whole coaching drama that's been happening in the country?
I think more than anything, we need to respect the fact that as individuals, as people generally, we have different opinions on a lot of things. But when it comes to a space like coaching, the questions should be maybe, what does a qualification do or contribute to our football? Secondly, there's a person who's qualified, maybe they have, let's say, a UEFA A++ license, if there's something like that. Now, that person comes to South Africa and they get sacked after 3 months. Does that have anything to do with the qualification? No. It has a lot to do with football.
And
the understanding of football and the way he communicates his playing philosophy or model to the players that he's coaching, and also how they then interact with him. Because coaching alone doesn't... You can have a qualification. I don't have a coaching qualification now, but I can give somebody the way I see football, my opinion on football. But it's a different scenario when you are now preparing a team for a match against Sundowns. Because there is a lot that you need to look into that Sundowns team that they do. But it then takes a certain kind of person. And also, being a coach, it's not for everyone. That's what we also need to look at, because there could be a person who's got an A license, but when you sit and talk to, there are people that I have had conversations about football, and I'm like, you have a license, you're a coach, you've been coaching for so many years, and when I have a conversation with you about football and you just throw me out like that, I'm now struggling. It's like when you're talking to a teacher and a teacher is struggling to pronounce a simple word, and they just
like lit.
Yes, maybe something like that. And you're like, okay, I fear for our children at school. If you have been teaching and you have these sort of mistakes, if I may call them, but with coaching it's like that. So I think we need to reach a level of professionalism and also respect the space that we are in. If you are not happy about someone or something that they did, let them know.
Yeah.
But not necessarily now trying to act clever or show that you have a qualification or you don't. So this means you are not.
To answer the point, Devin Hunt, a few years ago, I think when he was first, when Kaizer Chiefs were playing CAF Champions League and he was coaching, there was the talk whether he'd be on the touchline because he obviously isn't accredited with the right qualifications. And that's a guy who's won multiple league titles in our country. So are you telling me Gavin Hunt isn't fit to coach in a Champions League?
Actually, I was about to share a story. There's a player that was once coached by coach Gordon Nickerson. I think he's won 4 league titles as well. He doesn't have the qualifications. Well, at that time, he didn't have all the qualifications and all that. And then he was also coached by Mushin Etukrale Chiefs, who came with these badges and all of that. So this guy said he had his best time under coach Gordon Nickerson because they. Who coach Igerson creates an environment of players where everybody is happy in the camp, where you some sort of like want to play for him. He is the type of coach, let's say in the book they have the training, what is Opalang or 2 and it finishes at 4. Mm. At 3:30, you're like, you guys, it's a Friday. Go, let's go home. You'll have some fun. So
that's not taught at the CAF licensing SAFA license.
Yeah, he said he'd do things like, okay, guys, half day today, go have some fun. The players loved him. They played for him because he'd come with those things, you know. Mm. Tactically, he wasn't like the best in terms of outsmarting players, but he was able to win the players. I've heard a lot of people say that about Sir Alex Ferguson as well, that he was just more like a father figure, you know, very good with motivating, ensuring that all the players are playing to the best of ability. And then you get like somebody like Pep Guardiola, who's very good in terms of analyzing the opponent. And so this guy said when he played under Mushin, where now it was more tactics. They were asked to do more videos, asked to watch this. He said he got bored, he got confused. It scared him, and he ended up not being able to produce the best of his ability. But where they never watched any videos, he was able to strive. So sometimes it can go either way. That's why in coaching, the owners sometimes do go for the unqualified guys and say, okay, go for it, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes the owners even coach themselves.
Yeah, actually, it happens. You know? Yeah, but in terms of the game itself, I think Swallows are in trouble, especially considering that
trouble as in going down.
Yeah, they're in big trouble. Considering that Ibaraka also won, you know, so it's a game they have to win. If I was betting outside with the Swallows, I know Dilenka has been in this situations. He knows how to survive.
He almost loves these positions. Huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, I'd go for Swallows win throw in this one.
How you feel about this fixture, Lita?
Well, maybe just wanted to touch on something that Ubanele spoke about, that comparison with Gordon and Mushin. With that kind of environment, you can get an unqualified coach. Coaches know also as people, we know where we lack and we know how to compensate for what we're lacking. Now, man management, especially in football, plays a huge role. Now, when you are always for players, the players will play for you. But now you go to a coach that will give you tactics and bombard you with information. When, luckily for me, when I played Vodacom football, every session, your mind is challenged. You have to come up with a solution to a problem. But nobody says to you, here is a problem, here is a solution. You get given a situation, a game situation, where you have to come up with a solution as a player. So you always challenge to use your mind. So it's easier when you're coming from that kind of an environment. When you go to a coach, maybe like Mushin now, who says to you, this is what I need you to do, this is how I need you to move, you do this, you do that, you watch videos, you have to analyze. Because now, if you watch videos, as a player, you have to analyze what you are seeing. If you are coming from an environment where you are being motivated every day,
you struggle.
You struggle with the information only. That is why you find there are certain players that struggle with Pep. Because Pep will give you a lot of information, will challenge your mind to come up with solution to every situation. Hence, we look at it and it seems so easy when they play.
Yeah.
So easy. Yeah. But it's because they have worked on it several times. Yes, that's what it is. The details, a lot of details. So that is, I was just to say that comparison there, it's because the other one is man management.
Yeah.
But then again, the players are losing. Because they're not getting used. Now, as they move, to other environments, you end up seeing a player. Where is that player? He's no longer there. Why? Mm. Because he couldn't take it when he was being bombarded with a lot of information, having to look at different scenarios, apply his mind. He's more used to being motivated. Hey, well done. Continue. Do this and that. You see? Yeah. So, but when it comes to the match, I think also the teams that are fighting relegation, sometimes they tend to be very dangerous in that it also, for me, it depends on how the game starts in the preparation, because a team like Solos now that is struggling, once they concede, it may go the other direction, but they score first, there's a motivation. Mm. Or they concede early, but then they equalize. There's more motivation for them to go for it. So that's why in most cases with relegation battles, we find that you find results. Baroka beat Eros. But in if you look at it on paper, you'll be like, Eros is going to win that game easily.
Easily.
And but then again, yes. Mm. So just one goal, they score, and then they close shop. Because they know what they want. Just to get 3 points so that they can move on the other side of the table. But I think the relegation battle is always very difficult to predict. Mm-hmm. But for me, the motivation is more on the side that is struggling. Like Kubanele said, I think maybe Swallows. Because remember, when you play against a team that is struggling, mentally you're always like, we're going to beat those ones. But then again, you get surprised on the field. But I think Swallows can come up with something.
Yeah, very, very hard to look past Swallows. Mm-hmm. I know, despite their struggles this season. Baneli, we spoke about the first fixture this weekend. I know you don't want to, but we have to talk about the last fixture. Kaizer Chiefs against Mamelodi Sundowns. God of Honor Day in some people's calendars.
I was hoping you don't say that.
How do you feel about giving a God of Honor to the champions?
They should. They should. I mean, it's the right thing to do. Every team gets it. It would be the first, if they don't give it, it would be the first time where it's not happening in SA. I know La Liga, they're very big on that. Madrid always says, I won't give Barcelona, don't give Madrid. But in the PSL, I mean,
you don't think that rivalry is that nasty between the two to go to that extent?
Well, Sundowns gave Chiefs when Stuart Baxter was there. Sundowns gave Wits, you know. So, for me, I think it's something that Chiefs should do. I remember under Coach Ernst Murrendorp, when Chiefs was flying high before COVID, everyone thought they'd win the league. And Sundowns was their fourth game to lost. And there were a couple of Chiefs fans who were saying, God of Honor, Sundowns, wait for it. So, it is a big thing. We understand why it's been spoken about so much. So, yeah, in terms of that, I think Chiefs should give. It's the right thing to do. I mean, when you are competing and a team betters you, the best thing you do is congratulate. And if you can't do that, then it means you are a sore loser. So we don't want to be seeing sore losers. It's at the end of the day, it's a game. It's a sport. So Chiefs should give a God of Honor. In terms of the results itself, I'm just hoping and praying that it's not a hiding, because I'm on the Chiefs' corner. I have to say, I'm on the Chiefs' corner, so I'm hoping it's not a hiding. I'd be happy if Chiefs won. I'd be happy if they drew. But yeah, I'm just hoping it's not a hiding. You know, we don't want.
That sounds like a man with so much sadness in his heart.
Yeah, we don't want. We don't want. Players like Habo Blom.
He's anticipating the West.
We don't want Habo Blom, Nabo Dolly, Nabo Billiard, you know, being like in a team
a,
that...
A child who gets bullied, who's on his way to school thinking, hey,
just
again.
Not a hiding, please. Not a hiding, please. But I know Sundowns will come out guns blazing. They'll want to give a hiding, especially after the fiasco that happened after being eliminated in the CAF Champions League. Chiefs fans were running their mouth on social media that angered some of the coaches. Sometimes some of the Sundowns fans also felt that, hey, guys, you don't laugh when somebody's like down. What you're doing now, it's no longer banter, you know. This is personal. We are hurting and you're like laughing in our faces. But the Chiefs fans are enjoying it. So they'll want to give them a hiding and say, pay back time for all the laughing. So, yeah, and we know, like, Sundowns have got, like, two big games now. It's the game against Chiefs and the game against the final. If they lose any of those games, the Chiefs fans will come for them. So, yeah.
you and a million others. Lisa, how you feel about, firstly, a God of Honor, of course, Chiefs having to make a tunnel of applause for Mamelodi Sundowns, and then the results, of course, could we look forward to that as well?
I think out of respect, I'm not saying it must be done, but it's something that should be done for me, out of respect. Because
have you ever given a God of Honor?
Fortunately, no.
No.
Because I think...
if you're in the Kaizer Chiefs camp now, would you?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. If I were in the management position to say, or to make a decision whether it's being done or not, I would give it a go.
Good.
It's respect to the champions. You had your chance. How many games did you play? Far? And you had a chance to win and you didn't. And Chiefs, I mean, they are their own worst enemy.
100%.
Well, they put themselves in this position since 2012, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. They've been on this ride trying to plug holes everywhere, but it never worked. So as for the results, I mean, I don't see Sundown struggling against Chiefs. I think I've watched Chiefs twice, and I saw them. They struggle to play because they haven't been like sort of trained to play football. Mm-hmm. They do try. They rely more on individuals now.
Yeah.
Of which, the moment you sort of eliminate certain individuals in the game and you shut them down, Chiefs struggle more. Mm-hmm. But with Sundowns, individuals make a goal they score seem so special because of, look at the goal that they scored with, I think Mshishi. There's a turn he did in the halfway line. That was scored by the guy where they signed from SuperSport.
Matiba.
Yes.
Yeah, what a goal.
But if you look at that, there were certain players that were involved in that goal. But now Sundowns, like it's more or less, more like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
There's a lot of individual play that plays into the team play, but you can never write them off because they have a set mentality and they know their own playing philosophy. So they stick to it. They're very stubborn. They're very stubborn. I don't see Chiefs matching them. Yes, yeah. I mean, they are there. 11v11, they will play, but I don't see them matching Sundowns.
And it's funny because Sundowns will do their homework. Kaizer Chiefs' best players are two former Mamelodi Sundowns players.
Like Kulita said, he said he watched Chiefs twice. The last game, he watched it twice. I've also watched it more than once. I'm also not convinced that the Chiefs can...
Well, clearly, if you're begging and pleading for...
I'm also not convinced. But honestly speaking, Chiefs is like the one team that always turns up when they play Sundowns, you know. I remember last week, a few weeks back, listening to the podcast, and everyone was saying Arsenal, when they play Chelsea, they just turn on the lights and they go and win the game. And that's where they went to Stamford Bridge and scored four goals, you know. So it's such things are there, like hoodoo. It's not hoodoo, Sundowns and Chiefs, but like it's the nature of the game for Chiefs players is a motivation on its own. They always turn up in this. I remember even in the days, Abu Payez, Steve Compella, Abu Pizzo, you know, that Sundowns 2017
team. Designer's debut, I think.
Yes, that's the one.
Percy
Towers. Yeah, Chiefs 1-2-1 against, you know, your Percy Towers, your Billiards and all those fire Sundowns. But Chiefs would still win with Abu Ghazan and Abu Payez, you know. So it's a game they can win. Last season they won too, so... At the back of my mind, I do have that. So when betting, I'll urge punters not to go all out. Yes, Sundowns are the informed team. They'll probably win, but don't go granny's pension on this one. Chiefs are capable of causing an upset.
Finally, those black and yellow colors are finally coming. The more we spoke about this fixture, in terms of guiding the punters out there listening later, where would you put your money if you had to throw a few Nelson Mandela faces?
If I were to choose, I would say a straight win would be Sundowns. But maybe I'm a panda, I would say maybe go for goals, man. Go for goals, because definitely there will be goals.
From one team.
Well, with Chiefs, they bet on set pieces, Chiefs. When they when you listen even to their coaches post-match or pre-match, they will be like, they're looking at set pieces.
Yeah.
As to, A, we had a chance. But when they talk about that chance, it's a set piece, it's a corner kick. Yeah. So they
count those.
They count those. They matter to Kaizer Chiefs. That's how much less of football they're playing. They count on those. So I'd like to think they can score from a dead ball situation, from a counter-attacking situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I am sure, I don't think they will, in that match they would be just one goal. I think it would be two goals or even more. But I'd like to think two if they go goals, it's much safer. Because what if it's a draw?
Yeah, exactly.
Over 2.5.
Little last question I did want to ask you. Which team did you always support in the PSL? If you don't mind me asking.
In the PSL, before I played for Amazon?
Mm.
My granny loved Chiefs.
You see, for the Sundowns, we were going to end with the God of Honor, but...
My granny loved Chiefs, so I had a soft spot for Chiefs until I got to AmaZulu and...
Things changed.
And I was not.
It has to be a suit now.
No, right now it's AmaZulu.
Yeah.
Oh.
AmaZulu, Golden Arrows, those are the teams I support.
The teams you played for.
Yeah, those are the teams I support. I don't support any other team, but I love watching Sundowns play.
But when AmaZulu and Arrows play each other,
I was about to ask.
I always say, if it ends in a draw, I'm happy. Because I wouldn't like the one to take 3 points from the other. They must share. So they
all the rest happy. Of the league, they beat. Of course, our ever-present Sundowns supporter, Pro Pilani, isn't here. We are still waiting
He would have been buzzing.
We are still waiting to congratulate him, but congratulations to him once again and all other Sundowns supporters out there listening. We do wish that you receive your God of Honor at home when you walk in your house.
Yeah,
we hope everyone's lined up.
When Pro comes here next time, we must give him a God of
100%.
Honor.
100%. We have to. I feel like it's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do.
Gentlemen, Panele, Lita, as always, it's such a pleasure. Lita, it's so good to have you in studio. We hope it's not the last time. It's such a pleasure to unpack your football brain and to hear your thoughts on what we all see. So, pleasure having you. Panele, until next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Cheers.